Vail Resort's Epic Promise program donated 18 chairs from the old Motherlode chairlift at Park City Mountain Resort. They've been turned over to artists to transform them into pieces of art to be auctioned off next week, benefiting 18 area nonprofits. Bill Cranstover and his daughter Malia Denali work in the old Pioa store on various mediums, but this week the art studio is bustling to festoon two of the Motherlode chairs. Both joined KPCW's Randy Barton on the Local View this week to talk about the chairs they're designing for KPCW and the Egyptian Theater. The chairs will first be displayed for public viewing at the Kimball Art Center beginning Monday. The auction takes place on Thursday, December 10th. Denali talks about the KPCW chair that is comprised of found metal objects, welded and riveted to construct a unified piece.
Because KPCW is so community-oriented, I mean, everything about this particular chair breathes the community. We wanted to convey something about the fluidity of the airwaves and the connection with the people as well. Dad and I have a long history of working with found metal objects in Park City, and so we thought it would be a great opportunity for us to give our voice as well to the airwaves, if you will. So it's a beautiful abstract piece, completely functional. You're able to sit amongst all of this. Not too chaotic. There's just a beautiful fluid flow to it.
They said of the KPCW chair that it came together with inspiration, creativity, and a bit of magic, all starting at a metal yard.
The magic really comes about in those metal yards. You know, we have like a very loose idea. You're walking around. Sometimes a piece will call out and it'll completely reroute what you had in mind. And I mean, that's, to me, that's part of the artistic magic of it, too.
Yeah, we had these guys at Utah Metal actually pulling out pieces that we saw that we couldn't physically get to. So they get in there with a forklift and stuff and start moving things around.
They loved us.
And so the piece starts to come together in our minds by the pieces that we see in the yard.
The chair that'll be auctioned off to benefit the Egyptian Theater, they say, personifies a, quote, cameo appearance.
We delegated the title Cut Cameo. And as so the idea for this piece is that you actually become a part of that audience over what, the century or so that the Egyptian has been around. The audience is able to sit amongst a myriad of different faces and different emotions that often we find ourselves making in the theater themselves. So you get to become a part of that piece.
And this is more of a technical piece. This is not junkyard derived. This is working with laser, critical laser in Linden, Utah, and again, a wonderful base that Cole did on the piece. And you have to start out with a wonderful base on these things, because then it's nothing but up.
It's like the perfect outfit. You start with above. The shoes.
Yeah, start with the shoes and you go up.
Local artists Bill Cranstover and Malia Denali, a father-daughter team. You can view the chairs Monday through Thursday at the Kimball Art Center on Kearns Boulevard. During those days, the public can vote for the best chair. The winning creation will earn that nonprofit an extra donation from Vail Resorts. The winner will be announced in the chairs auctioned off on Thursday, December 10th at the Chairs for Charity and Epic Promise event at the Kimball Art Center. More details about the event at epicpromise.com. I'm Lynn Ware, Peak, KPCW News.